just got a question about your Smurfy receivers. Is it difficult to locate them?
No. I mean, there's times, regardless of how big a receiver is, that if a 6'7" offensive lineman is in front of you, you can't see anybody behind him. I mean, it's just how it is. So you get blocked out from time to time. It happens. It's not hard to pick those guys up, especially the speed in which they, the run, the way they separate. They do a good job of getting open.
Well, Dwayne Bowe told us yesterday that he feels like you can be a top five quarterback in the NFL. What's your reaction to that?
That's very high praise by Dwayne. I appreciate those words. And right now, I'm just focused on trying to, like I said the other day, just master our offense and get us better as an offense and do the things that it's going to take for us to win games. And if that lands me in that category, then great. But if whatever makes us win games, that's all I care about.
You spoke the first day of Pryor. It was kind of a buzz day with Terrell Pryor. Have you seen like what you expected in day two and three then?
There's definitely it's the same. It's still early, but there's definitely flashes of the skill set that's there, It's just it's just a learning process for him to continue to grow and like I said the other day, he's willing to put the work in. He's asking the questions and doing everything extra. So time will tell, but he certainly has the things that the skill set that you see that you go, I wonder if that translate. We've seen moments where it has, and so as long as that continues to get more consistent, he'll be on.
In
good shape.
First couple days, it looks like you guys are throwing to the fullback more than we've seen ever thrown to a fullback here. What's your impressions of Malcolm Johnson?
I think Malcolm's a very talented player. There's a reason we picked him. We picked him because of his skill set, because of what he can do, and how he fits in our offense. And so if we can get the ball to him and create mismatches that way, it helps our offense, And so it's just one more guy, you're not just trotting a guy out there and going, okay, they're going to hand the ball off. It gives you ability to mix it up, and that's a good thing for
Josh,
us.
Josh, what did you think about the jersey competition at the end? And have you ever had a head coach do something like that?
Yeah, I've had similar things. It's fun. At this point in my career, you kind of get to the you're ready for that part of practice, because that's when it counts. You know what I mean? That's when you're really competing, and so that was really a fun part of practice. And everybody, the energy level turns up. Is there something online? And so that was good. I enjoyed that.
Did Dwayne tell you he should have had that last one?
He did not. I mean, we spoke over there briefly, but I didn't. We haven't ran by that one, so we'll check it out on the tape and see how it went.
Like yesterday, it looked like you had a real good day. You had a bunch of outs, and Coach Patton said you threw the ball really well. And today the offense didn't seem to make as many plays. When you're out there, obviously I would think you'd notice that, but can you tell why one day is so much better than maybe the next day?
Well, my first reaction would just be, that's our defense. It's a good defense. And to me, the mark of a well-rounded team is that there will be some give and take. And we went out there and had a really good day yesterday. Everybody threw the ball around well. And then today, there were some really good things, but it was not as clean as it was yesterday. But it's because Joe made two or three plays on the ball today that he didn't, that guys didn't make yesterday. So that's what I mean. There's give and take. If we can continue that, I believe that's what's going to make us a good football team. And at the end of the day, that's what you want to see. If you're an offense, you don't necessarily want to go out and just beat the defense every single day, and because then you're going, man, we're in for a long year. But if we can have some back and forth, that's a good thing. And conversely for them, they don't just come out and beat us. So I think, there was parts of that yesterday that was encouraging for them, because they like to see us make plays too. So it's fun for all of us that we realize what we're putting together. So it's good back and forth.
Do you think it's typical for the defense to have the upper hand on the first day of pads, or?
That's usually been my case throughout my career. Is they're flying around, that's just the nature of that side of the ball. So we fight to not make it that way, and there's things that we'll look at the tape and see, make our corrections, and hopefully come out better tomorrow.
You look like you're having so much fun out there, with the guys, and I see you after plays, doing things and taking off on that long run. Has this been a rejuvenating experience for you, and are you having maybe more fun than you have had in a period of time?
Yeah, it's just trying to get the most out of this day that we have, and just enjoy that day because you don't know. And so that's really it for me. There's a lot of good energy here. It's a great locker room, and it's just fun to be around these guys. It's fun to work with them, we have high expectations and goals that we want to accomplish, and then it's not easy. It's very hard, and so along that way of just trying to get to your goals, you want to make sure you're having fun getting there, and you're making the most of it and enjoying it. And so I think that's just my focus, and I think that's why that stuff comes out.
Josh,
in
practice. Was one play where Johnny was the quarterback today, and he made like a tight window pass to Malcolm Johnson, I believe it was, and you rushed to him to congratulate him. You thought it was a good play. Why was that such a good play?
It was just a good throw, and it was just a good play, and it was a play that we talked about. It's a unique play when you make that, you know, use the fullback in that manner, and so.
He stayed in the pocket.
It was just good quarterback play, and just, you know, want him to do so well and continue to, you know, grow as a player, and he's doing a lot of good things. And so we all, I mean, and it's not just Johnny, it's Connor and Thad, it's in our offense, you know. It just, you get fired up when you see guys, you know, the people that you work with, you see them work on something and focus and study and put the time in and then take it out to the field and make it happen. For me, I just get fired up for them. It's neat to see them accomplish that. So
is the fullback crossing on that play, is that what you said? Is it like a unique play?
No, not necessarily, but just using them in the manner that we're using them. And that's all I'll say.
Has Johnny been coming to you at all? You've been a third string or a first string. Has he been coming for you to get the benefit of your experience, the ups and downs?
Oh, yeah. We talk with the whole group because, you know, obviously I got some years on those guys. And so we definitely talk. And Kevin O'Connell has been great. You know, our quarterback coach does an excellent job of just preparing us. And so it's been good. And Johnny and I, you know, talk all the time, and I give him the thoughts on things, you know, on different plays, and then just, you know, how to handle the ups and downs of it, man, because it's a long season, and we want to have long careers, and there's going to be ebbs and flows, and you got to be able to maintain through those to be the player that you want to be, so –